But what can help us to remain loyal if we're given a difficult assignment? Well, Brother Ed Johnson of the Wainwright Congregation will now handle the next part on the symposium, Imitate Loyal Ones, Who Shy.
As we've covered in our program so far, we see that loyalty actually stems from the heart. So it's like a warm quality. We're unswerving in our allegiance or our commitment, and we're not fickle. In other words, changing our feeling quickly. Being loyal will prompt us to be obedient, even if we find a task difficult, unpleasant, or distasteful. How's that? Well, we have a good example to consider when we look at Hushai. Hushai was a loyal friend of King David. Why? Because King David was Jehovah's representative. So he was loyal to Jehovah. Please open with me in the Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 30 to 37. Now, we're not going to read all of those verses, but as you look through, just imagine how this account must have taken place. David, along with a small group of close companions, is fleeing for his life. His head is covered. He's weeping. Actually, he's walking barefoot, too, and he's out of breath from climbing the Mount of Olives. Just recently, we actually had an opportunity to be in Israel, and so we got to see coming down from the city of Jerusalem, down into the valley, and then going up the Garden of Gethsemane to the Mount of Olives. It was steep. We had to stop halfway up to get going. We could not get going faster than 5 miles an hour in our car. So you can imagine David and his group running up there. No wonder they were out of breath. Now, who was to meet him? Hushai. You see, he ripped his garments apart, and he had dirt on his head. This is a sign of lamenting. So he was upset because of the treason that had taken place. And so Absalom and some of David's close associates had defected, you might say. So they were fickle. They were not loyal to Jehovah or to Jehovah's appointed one. But Hushai, why, he vows to follow David to death if necessary. David asks Hushai to return to Jerusalem, though, to frustrate Ahithophel's counsel. Now, you remember earlier we covered about Ahithophel? Why, he's an incredibly smart man. So now we have Hushai going up against Ahithophel. Well, he was a little bit nervous about that. And he's indignant because you want me to join with traitors? No, I don't think so. He's thinking that this is distasteful to him. But David, why, he says to him, I need your help. I beg Jehovah to frustrate Ahithophel's counsel. And you are the answer to my prayer. So Hushai relents, and then he says that he will return. So can you imagine the challenge that confronts Hushai? Not only is he being asked to sacrifice his own preference, but his assignment calls for great courage and thinking ability. If he fails to convince Absalom that he's now on his side, why, he would be killed. So calls for us to show or cultivate shrewdness. Shrewdness is the ability to understand things and to make good judgments. Hushai proved his loyalty to Jehovah and his anointed representative. So he returned to Jerusalem and skillfully pretended to be a friend to the traitors. He displayed shrewdness by giving advice that he knew would lead to their failure. If you notice in 2 Samuel 16, verses 15 to 19, again, we'll just summarize that. So before Absalom, he calls out, Long live the king! Long live the king! But Absalom, not 100% sure, he says, Why are you not with your friend? Now notice the shrewdness of Hushai. He says, Well, you see, these men have chosen you. Jehovah's chosen you, and all of Israel, they have chosen you. And so as I served your father, I will serve you. Well, it worked. So we see then the importance of accepting the assignment even when we find it difficult. Notice now in chapter 17 of 2 Samuel, in verse 14. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel. For Jehovah has determined to frustrate the sound advice of Ahithophel so that Jehovah could bring disaster on Absalom." Yes, we see when you're up against Jehovah, do these smart men stand a chance? Well, nah, not at all. So Jehovah was with Hushai. Now, how might we show loyalty and skill like that of Hushai when handling a challenging task? We'd like you to pay attention to the following interview, and we'll see how we can benefit from that. We have Sister Corin Francis from the Yellowknife Congregation, and I understand you're going into grade 10. But recently in school, you had a challenge that you had to face, and not only was it a challenging, but you also mentioned that it was nerve-wracking. Maybe you'd like to explain what happened, please.
One day when I arrived in class, I found out that there would be a presentation given by a well-known playwright. And he told us that we'd be having a class debate, which meant that we'd have to go in front of the class individually and state our opinion on the topic.
Okay, so what was the debate on then?
Well, at first, we didn't know what topic the debate would be on. But at the last minute, he told us that it would be on the topic of gay marriage.
Okay, so how were you able to face that challenge?
Well, since I was unaware of what would take place in class that day, I didn't have the chance to prepare beforehand. At first, I didn't want to share my beliefs with the class because I was nervous and I knew they all supported gay marriage. I even considered walking away from the situation and asking my teacher to dismiss me from the activity. But after I prayed to Jehovah for courage and confidence to state my beliefs in front of the class in a respectful way, I decided to do it.
That's a good example for all of us, praying to Jehovah when facing challenges. Now, can I ask, were your parents able to help you too?
Well, a while before, during our family worship evening, we had discussed an article in the Young People Ask book entitled, "How Can I Explain the Bible's View of Homosexuality?" That article has some very good suggestions about how we can respond to questions on this topic. For example, the article says that we treat all people with respect and kindness. It's the conduct, not the people, that God disapproves of. So my parents helped me to be prepared in advance so I know how to handle the situation if it ever did come up.
Isn't that a good example for all of us as family heads? Take the time to help and prepare your children to face these kind of tests before they come upon them and they're able to meet it. Can you tell me what was the outcome afterward?
Well, many of my classmates asked me questions on my beliefs about gay marriage. One of my peers told me that the Bible doesn't say anything against gay relationships, so she asked me why I wouldn't agree with it. I recalled a scripture that says, "Those who submit to homosexual acts will not inherit God's kingdom." So I used the JW Library app to find the scripture I was looking for. I was able to pass her my phone and give her the chance to read it in the Bible herself. In the end, I was glad that I chose to state my beliefs in front of the class and take a stand for Jehovah.
We thank you very much, Sister Francis. We can imagine being thrown in a situation like that. So the question is, our loyalty may prompt us to do something that we too find difficult or distasteful. And when we think of the challenges in this world that we have to face, it could be unreceptive territory, or it could be a supervisor at work who makes it very difficult for us, and maybe they didn't want to give us the time off to come to the convention, but it's nice to see that you loyally supported Jehovah. Or it could be the personality difference of a fellow Christian in the congregation. We're all imperfect. So we have to remember that we have the tools necessary to deal with these situations. Use them, pray about it, and meditate. Rather than being resentful when we face a trial or a test that seems too difficult, why not take it to Jehovah in prayer? Why not look and imitate the example of Hushai, who followed Jehovah's chosen one, even though it was difficult and distasteful? Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 18 and notice the encouragement here. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 18. And it reads there, "By consultation, plans will succeed. And by skillful direction, wage your war." We have a spiritual war, but we also have the tools to be able to face these things and show our loyalty to Jehovah.